ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award Rav Aaron Sorcher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Me'ilo daf yud gimel. We'll begin with the Mishnah daf yud beis and beis, the Mishnah which says that cholov hamakdoshin ubeit seitayrin lainenin v'leimoyalin. The cholov which comes out of a carbon, for example, a chatos which is in a keva, even though the chatos itself does have me'ilo, the cholov which comes out of it does not have me'ilo. Or the beitzim of a toyer also, even though the toyer itself has me'ilo, the beitzim which come out of it do not have me'ilo. Earlier in that yud beis and beis, the Gemara explained that there's a chilik between dam and cholov and beitzim. As far as dam, the Gemara will remember Umar Avuna Marav, Hamakas dam l'behemas kochim asr bano umaylin boy. There is me'ilo on dam, not dam which is extracted through a shechita. That dam is roi for kapara, and the Gemara brings drushas in daf yud aleph amud aleph. The dam which is roi for kapara does not have me'ilo. The dam which was extracted through ha'kozo, not through a shechita, that dam does have me'ilo. And the Gemara wants to know what is the chilu between dam and cholov and beitzim. The Gemara explains, Lagabi dam loy miskayim is b'loy dam. As Rashi and Tosis explain over there, since the behema cannot be miskayim without dam, therefore dam is considered keguf ha-behema, and since the ikar behema has me'ilo, the dam also has me'ilo even if it's outside the guf of the behema. Meshenken, as far as cholov and beisim, since it's possible for the behema to be miskayim without them, they're not considered keguf ha-behema, therefore they do not have me'ilo. Now Tosis over here in Dibur Maschil cholov ha-magdoshin, he points out that in truth there really is a chilik between cholov and beitzim. Cholov does have an isser hanami deraisa. He brings that we know the din is that even on psuli hamakdoshim after their niftu, a behemoth which had a mum and it had pidyon, so now the basar is mutter to eat. Still, we make a joshua from the pasuk tizbach v'legiza basar v'lecholov. There's a joshua from the pasuk saying that he's allowed to eat the meat of the animal, but he cannot take the cholov of the animal. So there's a joshua from a pasuk telling us that it's aser bahano. If even the cholov of psuli hamakdoshim is aser bahano mideraisa, koshken the cholov of behemoth tmima. And therefore, Taisus holds that there's a chilik between cholov and beitzim. On beitzim, we don't have such a drasha, but as far as cholov, it is vaser bahana mideraisa. Taisus then brings b'shem the yesh mefarshim, who want to explain otherwise, that really there is no isra hana mideraisa on the cholov. That which we make a drasha tizbach v'legiza baser v'lecholov, the drasha baser v'lecholov is similar to the drasha of tizbach v'legiza, just like as far as the giza is concerned, it's not an isra hana on the giza after it's sheared from the behema. Either it's Issa to do the Maisa Giza, just like as far as Avodah is concerned, it's also to do Avodah with the animal, even though it was Psul HaMakdoshim after Pidyon, it's also Issa to do a Maisa Giza, but the Giza itself, the Tzemer which was sheared, is not Asr Bahana. The Yesh Mefarshim want to learn as far as the Cholov as well, there's an Isser to extract the Cholov, but it's not that the Cholov itself would be Asr Bahana. Taisus, whoever brings a Rayan, I like this Yesh Mefarshim, and Taisus the Maisa holds that the Cholov is Asr Bahana Midiraisa. And Taisus explains, what is the chilik between the cholov and the giza? Why is the giza also not asr bahana? So he explains that the drasha from the pasuk, tizbach v'le giza, basr v'le cholov, the drasha itself has a mashmois that they're fundamentally different, since the isra on the giza is learned from tizbach, and Taisus is telling you that you can do a maisa shchita v'le giza. You can't do a maisa giza. However, the other part of the drasha, basr v'le cholov, that's not talking about doing a maisa, rather it's talking about what part of the animal is mutter to eat. Now we have a drasha that says only the basar is mutter to eat, not the cholov. So that part of the drasha is not addressing the maisa chaliva. There's no iser to milk the animal. Taisus Bayos does not say this point beferish. However, Taisus in Bechiris on Chafei Amabez, Dibur Maschil Sar, he does say beferish that since the iser that the Torah is referring to is an iser to be nene from the cholov, so there's no iser to do the maisa chaliva. It's only iser hana on the cholov. Akabam, this is how Taisus explains the chilik between the cholov and the giza. However, Taisus then goes on and he asks Akasha, what is the Pshat in our Mishnah? How could the Mishnah say that on the Cholov there's no Me'ilah? Once we have a Joshua from the Pasuk telling us that there is Isra Hanamri Dereisa on the Cholov, why should it not be included in the Isra Me'ilah? Taisus in his Kasha understands that if the Cholov has an Isra Hanamri Dereisa, it's because of its Kedusha. Which Kedusha does it have? It's Kedusha's Chatos, just like the mother which it came from. If so, why should it not have Me'ilah? So Taisus answers, V'nir l'farish, and he the Asr, Mikomokam Kivan de'in Aroi Lovi L'mizbeach, Ein Moilin Boi. Dalihavi Kachi Hashem, V'gam Ein Chiyos HaBahima Talaboi, Dalihavi Choshev Keguf HaBahima. Taisus says, in order for it to have been Me'ilah, you would have to have one of two things. Either it itself would be Roi for the Mizbeach, then it would be called Kachi Hashem, which in this case, the Cholov itself is not Roi for the Mizbeach, or alternatively, another way where it could have Me'ilah, even if it itself is not Roi for the Mizbeach, would be if it's considered a chelik of the Guf HaBahima. Now, what Taisus is alluding to in this second point is that which Dam does have Me'ilah, Dam which was extracted through Hakaz also is not Roi for the Mizbeach, so the Chor also is not Kachi Hashem, and that Taisus says, but still it's considered a chelik of the Guf of the Behima, like the Gemara was Mechalik before. This is how the Gemara differentiated between Dam as opposed to Cholov and Beitzim. Dam, even though it's not Roi for the Mizbeach, it's a chelik of the Guf of the Behima because the Behima is not Niskayim without Dam, but Shenkin Cholov and Beitzim, it's not considered a chelik of the Guf of the Behima. Taisus is just adding that if the Cholov itself would be Roi for the Mizbeach, since it does have Kedusha of the Chatos, as you see, it's Aser Bahanami Dereisa, if it would be Roi for the Mizbeach, then it would also be considered Kachi Hashem, it would have Me'ilah, even though it's not a Chelik of the mother. Once it's separated from the mother, it's considered a separate entity, but if itself was Roi for the Mizbeach, it would also be called Kachi Hashem. And that Taisus says that since it's not Roi for the Mizbeach, if it's Mitzad Atzma, it's not considered Kachi Hashem, and again, Mitzad the mother is considered a separate Guf, therefore there is no Me'ilah. Now what Lameisa is done with this Cholov and Beitzim, the Cholov which has the Isra Hanami Dereisa, the Beitzim which has the Isra Hanami Derabanan, so in the Sugya before, earlier on in the Amid, the Gemara is Mavur, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Mokam She'amru Chachamim Kodosh Ve'inri Kodosh, Domov Yiplu Lishka. Rashi explains that wherever it says the Lashon of Leinenin V'lei Mayalin, so you sell it and the money goes to the Lishka. The Lishka Kepshute means the money will go to Nidvas Tzibur. That's what Tosfos says in Dibur Maschel V'Domov Yagiu, the end of that Tosfos. Now Taisus says over there in that same Dibur HaMaschil that an example for this din where the Chum say Kodesh V'inri Kodesh and the din is that you sell it and the money goes to Nizvas Tzibur, Taisus says an example is Ar Mishnah which says that by Cholov HaMukdoshin L'Nen of Le'Moylin the din is also Dom of Yipulu Lishka. So though Taisus holds that there's an Isra Dereisa on Cholov HaMukdoshin to be Nene as he's Mayer Chabad on Dibur HaMaschil Cholov HaMukdoshin, still Taisus is Mavur that it does have Pidyon. Now we should add over here that even though it does have Pidyon and therefore Hekdesh will benefit from the Domim of this Cholov, still then is that it does not have Me'ilah, as opposed to Kotcher by the Kabayis, as the Mishnah says, when one is Makdish a Tarnagol or a Chamor, the other then is that there is Me'ilah on the Beitzim and the Cholov, as Taisus explains, in Dibur HaMaschil, Higdish Tarnagolis, the reason why in that case there is Me'ilah, Taisus says, Dehocha Roi Li Mocher Ulohovi Hadamim Lebede Kabayis, Akarach the Chilik is, in the Sefer when he's Makdish the Tarnagolis or the Chamor for Bede Kabayis, and there's a way that Bede Kabayis could benefit from the Beitzim and the Cholov as well. Therefore, there is Mila on that also. Meshenkin, one is Makdash or Behemo or an Oif for a carbon. There's no way that the Cholov or the Beitzim could be used towards buying the carbon, because even when you sell the Cholov or the Beitzim, the money goes Lelishka to an Oilus Nedava. So here, right, there is no Mila on the Cholov and the Beitzim. The type of Kedusha that you gave the mother is a type of Kedusha LaHakrava, a Kedusha for the purpose of it itself being brought on the Mizbeach, and there's no way the Cholov and the Beitzim can be used towards that, therefore they don't have Me'ilah. This Lechor is included in that which Tosfos says, that since the Cholov and the Beitzim themselves are not right to be brought on the Mizbeach, and additionally they're not a Chilik of the Behemah itself, therefore they don't have Me'ilah, Mashenkin when it comes to the Kotchei Bede Kabayis, that even though the Cholov and the Beitzim are also not right for the Mizbeach, but they're right for Bede Kabayis, therefore they have the same Me'ilah that the mother had. Now there is a Kash over here which the Chaznish asks, the Chaznish is in Bechiris, Simon Yud Ches, Sif Koton Yud Zayin, he quotes the Taisus Behemshech and Dibur Maschol Bamedvorim Amurim. Over there, Taisus explains that which the Mishnah says is the chilik between Kotchi Mizbech and Kotchi Bede Kabayis. Taisus says, Bamedvorim Amurim Shekdushu Kudusha Sagof Lagabi Mizbeach, Pirish Likarv Lagabi Mizbeach, Vim Kain Lahi Adaita Lahagdish Dover Shein Roy Lamizbeach, Kigan Cholva Magdoshin Beitze Tarin, Ulakach Ein Moilin. Over there, Taisus explains the reason why there's no Me'ilah on the Cholov and the Beitzim is because he didn't have das to include the Cholov and the Beitzim in his Akdosha, since they're not Roi for the Mizbeach. The Chaznish is bothered, this is different than that which Taisus said before in Dibur Maschil Cholov HaMakdoshim. Over there, Taisus says that since the Cholov and the Beitzim are not Roi for the Mizbeach itself, and they're also not considered a chelik of the behemah itself, therefore they don't have me'ilah. Their Tosfos didn't say anything about his das. Their Tosfos was mashmah that regardless of his das, since the chalav and the beitzim are not ready for the mizbeach, and they're not a chelik of the behemah itself either, as opposed to dam, as we explained before, therefore they don't have me'ilah. So the Chaz Nish says, Enichnam, you have to say the lashon of Tosfos is lav dafka. Tosfos does not really mean to say that it's tully in his das. Rather, the Ikar Sfar is that since the Kedusha which he gave is the Kedusha Saguf, for it itself to be run on the Mizbeach, and the Chalav and the Beisim are not ready to be run on the Mizbeach, they're not considered a chelik of the Guf of the Behema either, therefore they do not have Me'ilah. And before we move on, we'll discuss another point on this Mishnah. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says that if one is Makdash a Tarnagoylus for Bedek Kabayis, so there's a Me'ilah on the Tarnagoylus and on the Beitza, if one is Makdash a Chamayra for Bedek Kabayis also, there's Me'ilah on the Chalav as well. There's an interesting discussion which the Chaz Nish talks about, the same place where we mentioned before, Becheres, Simen Yud Ches, Sivkot, and Yud Zayin. Other Chaim discuss this as well, and as we'll see, it's really a Shaila in the Yushalmi already. And that is that which it's Mavur over here, that there's Me'ilah on the Cholav and the Beitzim. As we saw, Tosfos says, Dibur Masal Hikdash Tan Negoylis, the reason why there's Me'ilah is because it's right to sell it and use the money for Bedek Abayis. If it would not be right to sell, Hekdash would not have any benefit from this Cholav and the Beitzim, then really there would be no Me'ilah. The only reason why there's Me'ilah is because it has a pidyon. One could be paid them from Hekdash and use the money for Bedek Abayis. And the kasha is, how can you have a pidyon on this Cholav and the Beitzim? In order to have a pidyon, you require ha'amada v'ha'arocha. We know that there's a din, based on the Pasuk in Parshas B'chukosai. The Pasuk says, v'im kol behemat meya, which Rashi over there explains, behemat meya over here means a balmum. The Pasuk says, v'im kol behemat meya, asher lo yakrivu menu karban l'ashem, v'hem eres ha'behem lefnei ha'kain, v'herech ha'kain oisa bein toivu bein ro. The Pasuk over there describes the way to be paid to a Balmum is by doing Ha'amada, standing up the Behemah in front of a Kohen, and then the Kohen being Marech, evaluating the value of the Behemah. From here we learn a Din, in order for Behemah to be ready for Pidyon, it has to be able to stand up in front of the Kohen, in order for the Kohen to do the Ha'arocha. This is the Makar to the Din, that if one Shechted a Balmum before being paid it, we don't say that he could still be paid it after the Shechita, so if he wants to be paid it and eat the Behemah as Chulin, and use the money to buy another Behemah, at that point after Shechita it's already too late, and that's based on this din of Ha'amada v'Harocha. After it's dead already, it's not possible to do Ha'amada v'Harocha. Akubam, the Chaz Nish asks Akasha, how would it be possible to do a pidyon on this Cholav or the Beitzim? The Cholav and the Beitzim are not really for Ha'amada v'Harocha. Now even though here we're talking about Kochi Bede Kabayis, still there is a Manda Omer, and this is a Machaikis in a few places, in Chulam Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omer Aleph, in the end of Tmura, Daf Lamed Beis Omer Beis, in Shvus Daf Yir Aleph Omer Aleph. In all these places, the Gemara brings a machlokes whether there's a din hamada v'arocha by kochi bedek kabayis. Rakapam, the Chaz Nish asks, if you hold there is a din hamada v'arocha by kochi bedek kabayis, and this is how the Rama paskins la'alocha, like this man Omar, over here in our Mishnah, how could the Cholav and the Beitzim have pidyon, then not really for hamada v'arocha? Now, even though one could argue, over here you're not being paid to the animal itself, who said there's a din hamada v'arocha on this specific part of the behemah? Just as if one is makdish, some other object, not a balchai, he's makdash to Bedek Abayis, he can be paid there, there's no din hamada v'harocha. So that we see from the Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, the beginning of Parag Reishis Hagez, the Mishnah over there is Mavur, that there's no din of Reishis Hagez on Kodshim, and the Gemara is trying to figure out how it would be possible anyhow to have a din of Reishis Hagez on Kodshim. If it's Kodshim Mizbeach, the Gemara says, anyhow there's an Isser of Giza, one is not allowed to shear the wool of a carbon. And if it's Kodshim Bedek Abayis, the Gemara says, it's Asar Ba'anah, he wouldn't be allowed to give it to a Kain as Matnas Kahuna. And to be paided, the Gemara says, you cannot be paided because it requires Hamad v'Harocha. Tosfos over there is bothered, this is not a behemo, why should there be a din Hamad v'Harocha? Oh, it is some wool. The same way there's no din Hamad v'Harocha if one is makdish to Bedek Abayis, Eitzim v'Avonim, why should this require Hamad v'Harocha? Tosfos answers, since it came from a behemo, it was part of the behemo, and the behemo is something which requires Hamad v'Harocha, and even after the wool is removed from the behemo, it will still have a din of Hamad v'Harocha. Vagupam, the kasha of the Chaz Nish is, you see that something which was originally part of a behemah and has a din hamada v'arocha, even after it's separated from the rest of the behemah, it cannot have a pidyon without hamada v'arocha. If so, what will be the pidyon over here by the cholav and the beitzim? The chur is not shaykh hamada v'arocha. So the Chaz Nish says a teretz, he says, you have to say that there's a chilik between giza, the wool which was shorn from the behemah, and cholav and beitzim. Although the Gemara in Chulin, which we quoted before, is mavur, that there is a din hamada v'arocha on giza, the Chaz Nish says that's considered gufa behema, mashenkin cholav and beitzim. The wool of the animal is considered part of its body, as opposed to the beitzim and the cholav, that's a product of the behema, but it's not considered a chelik of the gufa behema. The Chaznisha over there quotes from the Sefer Minchas Baruch and Simon Peivov. We're going to take a look over here in the Kilos Yaakov in Me'ilo Simon Dalid. He brings this discussion as well. They quote Yushalmi Meister Sheni, Paragimel Alachovov, which has a different understanding in the Pshat and Er Mishnah. Why Cholov HaMekdoshin and Beitze Turin of Kotre Bedek Habayis have Pidyin, and it's not an issue of needing Hamadav HaRacha. Yushalmi over there is discussing a Shiloh, which opposes whether Behema Tmeya, which one was Makdash to Kotre Bedek Habayis, requires Hamadav HaRacha. And the Gemara brings a raya to this from Er Mishnah, because the Mishnah is mevur that if one is makdish a chamor to Betek Habayis, the din is that the cholov of that chamor has me'ila. In order for it to have me'ila, the Yushalmi is mevur, it would only be possible if there's something which can be done with the cholov. The only thing that possibly can be done with the cholov is to sell it. If you're able to be paid it, then the money could be used to Betek Habayis. If you would not have a pidyon, then would not have me'ila either, because there's no use for it. And from here, the Yushalmi proves the Behemah Tmei does not require Hamadav HaRacha, because if it would, then there would be no way that you could be paid to the Cholov of this Chamar, and then Ramayel, there wouldn't be Me'ila either. In other words, the Yushalmi is Mevur, that the Cholov would require Hamadav HaRacha, since it came from a Behemah, and Behemah is something which requires Hamadav HaRacha. The only time to say that over here it would not require Hamadav HaRacha is if when one is Makdash Behemah Tmei to Bedek HaBayis, there is no din Hamadav HaRacha. The Yushalmi then answers, perhaps it's not a Raya. Maybe this Mishnah is going according to the Shita that Kotchik Bedek Habayis Bechlau do not need Hamadav HaRacha, but according to the Shita that it does require Hamadav HaRacha, that din would apply even to a Behemah Tmeya. This is the Shaka V'tayr of the Yushalmi. Like we see from the Yushalmi, Yushalmi understands that Cholov would have the same din as Tzemer, just like the Gemara Chul and Kuf Lamed Hei is Mevur, that Tzemer requires Hamadav HaRacha, Cholov would be the same. And since if this Cholov would not have Pidyon, there wouldn't be Me'ila either, you have to explain a Mishnah one of two ways. Either it's going according to the Manda Omer, that Kotchik Bedek Habayis does not require Hamadav HaRacha, or it's going even in the Manda Omer that holds that they do, but Behemah Tmeya is different, that does not require Hamadav HaRacha. This is what the Achrenim quote from the Yushalmi, how the Yushalmi understood our Mishnah. Now the Minchas Baruch over there, he proves that the Rambam did not pass like this Yushalmi, because the one in the Shita of the Rambam is, in Perkei Hilchos Erichin Alochi Yudbeis, that Kotchik Bedek Habayis also require Hamadav HaRacha, and the Rambam over there is mevur that even a Behemah Tmeya also requires Hamadav HaRacha. The Rambam says over there, any time a person is makdish a Behemah b'chayim, a live Behemah, whether it's a Tmeya or a Tahira, whether he's makdish for Kotchik Bedek Habayis or for Kotchik Mizbeach, there's always a din of Hamadav HaRacha. And the Rambam also paskens the halacha, the din of our Mishnah, in Perk Hei Hochas M'ila Halacha Yud Gimel. And the Chayim asks that according to the Yushalmi, these two dinim are astira. Since the Yushalmi is mevur, the only way they could be Me'ila is if there's pidyon. If there's no pidyon, there's nothing to do with the cholov and the basim, it wouldn't have me'ila either. And the Yushalmi is also mevur that the cholov of Behemah would also need Hamadav HaRacha. According to Yushalmi, the only way we can understand that Mishnah is one of two things. Either if you hold that there's no din Hamadav HaRacha by Behemah Tmeya, or if you hold there's no din Hamadav HaRacha Bechlau by Kotchik Bedek Habayis, the Rambam paskens is not like both of those dinim. How could he paskens that there is me'ila on the cholov and the basim? So, at what point exactly of the Yushalmi does the Bavli argue? So the Minchas Baruch takes one approach, and as the Bavli argues on the Yushalmi, and the Bavli holds, even if the Cholov and the Beitzim would not have Pidyon, and since they don't have Pidyon, Beitzim there's no benefit that Hegdish could get from these Cholov and Beitzim, still it's not necessarily true that that's the reason why there should be no Me'ila. The Minchas Baruch is marich about this in the beginning of Simon Peivov. The Chaznish is a different Mahalach, the Chaznish that we mentioned before, who's Mahalach between Cholov and Beitzim, as opposed to Giza. According to the Chaznish, even if Kotchik Bedek Habayis do have a din Hamadav HaRacha, and even if a Behemah Tmei also has a din Hamadav HaRacha, but that's only something which is considered a chelik of the Behemah, like the Giza, as is Mavur and Taisus and Chul and Kuf Lamed Hei, Mashenkin and the Chav and the Basin, which are not considered a chelik of the Guf of the Behemah, even though the rest of the Behemah does require Hamadav HaRacha, but the Chav and the Basin do not require Hamadav HaRacha. This is not like the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is assuming about Chav and Basin that it would require Hamadav HaRacha. It is considered the same as the rest of the Behemah, but this is Mahalach HaKopanim in the Bavli, which as we saw, the Rambam is Mavur, he does not pass like this to Yushalmi. According to the Chaznish, the Rambam is passing like the Bavli, and the Bavli has a different understanding, and the reason why in our Mishnah, the Cholov and the Basim have Pidyon, is because they're not considered a chelik of the Guf of the Behemah. Now the Stipe in the Kilos Yaakov over here, Me'ilo, Simon Dalid, he brings this discussion of the Minchas Baruch and the Chaznish, and he's Moisef, he adds that HaKorchach, the Bavli has a different Mahalach than the Yushalmi, because the Yushalmi is really only addressing the Cholov of the Chamor in our Mishnah. The Cholov Chamor, which the Mishnah is Mevur, that there is Me'ilo, the Yushalmi says it has to be the Pshat is, either Behemah Tmei does not require Hamadav HaRacha, or as the Yushalmi of there is Madcha, you could say our Mishnah is going according to the Shita, that Kotchik Bedek Habayis never needs Hamadav HaRacha. Now, the Yerushalmi does not mention anything about Beitzei Tarnagoilis, which is also mentioned in the Sefer of our Mishnah. When it's Makdash Tarnagoilis to Bedek Abayis, the Mishnah says that there's Me'ila on the Beitza. The Tarnagoilis is Noif Tohar, Lechair according to the Havmin of the Yerushalmi. The Pshah in the Mishnah, why there's Pidyon, is because it's a Behemoth Tmeya, so that works by the Cholov of the Chamor, but what about Beitzei Tarnagoilis? Lechair, why over there is there Pidyon? Lechair, you need Hamad of Aracha. So the Cypher says that Karach the Yerushalmi is Muchach, that Oifis never need Hamad of Aracha. The whole Klal of Hamad of Aracha was only said by Behemoth, not by Oifis. Therefore, the Yerushalmi was never bothered in the first place about Beitzei Tarnagoilis, only about the Cholov of the Chamor. The Stipler explains the same way as far as Pidyon of Kedushas HaGuf, it was only said by Behemoth, not by Oifis. Even an Oif, which is Mechusar Eiver, it's not Roif in the Zbeach, still does not have the Parsha of Pidyon. So too, as far as the Din of Hamad of Aracha, where the Torah says it by Behemoth, is Dafka Behemoth, not by Oifis. This Stipler says, Al-Korach is Ipshar in the Yerushalmi. However, he says, since the Bavli argues on this Nekuda, we see in the beginning of the sixth parak of Chulin, Parakisa Yadam, that there is a din of Hamad of Aracha, Ba'ifis, that were Niskachu, Kedushas Bele Kabayis. Akarcha at Bavli is not like the Yerushalmi, the guy with this Nekuda. And if so, how is the Bavli going to understand our Mishnah, the way the Yerushalmi understands over there originally? The Pshan our Mishnah, why there's no requirement for Hamad of Aracha is because it's a Behemoth Tmeya, that's only going to work by the case of the Chamar, not by the case of the Tarnagol. So the Yerushalmi itself held that there's never a din of Hamad of Aracha by Ba'ifis. But the Bavli holds that there is a din of Hamad of Aracha by Ba'ifis. The Bavli will have to have a different shot. And why in our Mishnah there is Pidyon? The Stipler goes on and he says the Teres of the Yerushalmi also is not going to work according to the Bavli. The Yerushalmi which answers that our Mishnah is going according to the Manda Omar, that there's no Din Hamad of Aracha by Kotri by the Kabayis. The Stipler brings it, the Chaz Nish already over there in Bechoris, Simen Yud Chesiv Kotin Yud Zayin, proof from the Sugin Tzmur Daf Lamed Aleph that our Mishnah fits the Kuli Alma. Rakhapanim, since the Bavli cannot hold like the first Mahalach of the Yerushalmi or like the Dichoy, the Bavli Karach has a different Pshad in our Mishnah. And again, according to the Chaz Nish, the Bavli holds the Pshat in our Mishnah is that Cholov and Beitzim are different than Giza. Cholov and Beitzim are not considered part of the Guf of the Behemo. Therefore, even though the Ikar Behemo does require Hamad of Aracha, the Cholov and the Beitzim do not. The disciple over there writes that the Chilik is very mistaber, because Giza is something which is mechubber to the Guf, Yaynekes v'tzeymeches megufa, gets nourished and it grows out of the Guf, Mashenken Cholov and Beitzim, they're only kemunach bekufsa, they're just being stored in the Guf. Therefore, the chilik of the Chaz Nish is very misnaber. Now we'll continue on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us a chiddush that when one is makdish something, whether it's roi for the Mizbeach, whether it's roi for the Bedek Abayis, and even if it's not roi for the Mizbeach nor for the Bedek Abayis, still if he's makdish it, it could be chal kedushas domim, and kedushas dom also the din is that it has me'ila. The Mishnah then continues and gives us examples of things that are roi for the Mizbeach, things that are roi for Bedek Abayis, and things that are not roi for either. The examples which the Mishnah gives are all cases where he was makdish one thing and in that it was contained other items as well. If the other items were there b'shas na'akdosha, then they also are niskadish. Now one of the examples that the Mishnah gives is bar molei mayim. Rashi explains, the mayim in the bar is roi lebedek abayis. You can use it to help build, to mix the cement, but this mayim is not roi for the Mizbeach. Rashi explains, the only mayim that goes in the Mizbeach is the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis, and this mayim in the bar is not ready for that. The mayim for Nisach HaMayim came from the Meishri Luach, which was Mayim Chaim. Tosis adds, at the bottom of Yibayz and Mabayz, the Ramaschal Kolaroi LeMizbeach, that the mayim is also not ready to be used to wash the Kerev and the Kraayim. These internal parts were brought on the Mizbeach as part of the Karban Oilo, that had been washed with water beforehand. However, Tosis says, for that that used the Amas HaMayim, the stream of water which flows through the Beis HaMikdash, therefore the mayim in this bar which he had been makdish was not ready for that either. Now I've just mentioned a few short points on this. Our Mishnah is brought in the Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Tes. There in Baba Basra the discussion is, when one sells an ashpa, is the zevel included in the sale? When one sells a bar, is the mayim included in the sale? And the Gemara over there quotes our Mishnah. The Rashbam over there explains, Alderech Rashi and the Tesis over here, when one is makdish a bar moli mayim, the mayim is ready for Bedek Abayis to make cement, but it's not ready for the Mizbeach. The Rashbam over there says, because mayim mechunosim, gathered water, which is the opposite of mayim chayim, is possible for Nisach HaMayim. Additionally, the Rashbam says, v'gam in medichin besar karbonis el me'amas HaMayim shebazara. You also cannot use this water to wash the karbonis. You have to use bedafka the water in the amas HaMayim. Now, what is the makar that the mayim for Nisach HaMayim has to bedafka be mayim chayim? So Tosis here by Yos says, he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Ches, the Nafkalon Hosom, midiksiv v'shafta mayim b'sosin. Taisa seems to understand that Gemara in Sukkah, to be saying that this is the Makor, that the Mayim has to be dafka being Mayim Chayim, because the Pasuk says, V'shafta Mayim B'sosin. The truth is, the Gemara of the Netzukah is not so clear. The Mishnah describes exactly how the Nisach HaMayim was done. The Mishnah says they went down to the Shiluach to gather the water for Nisach HaMayim. The Mishnah then goes on to describe the procession as they brought the Mayim back to the Beis HaMikdash, the Tkiyos, the Truos that they blew. And after the whole Mishnah, the Gemara then begins, Menohani Mili, and the Gemara quotes this Pasuk, V'shafta Mayim B'sosin. So the way Rashi over there in Sukkah learns, when the Gemara says Menohani Mili, the Gemara is asking, how do we know that you have to have Tkiyos and Truos? And for this, the Gemara brought the Pasuk, V'shafta Mayim B'sosin. This is the Makar that has to be done B'simcha. Tais Bayas is apparently learning a different Pshat, not like Rashi over there in Sukkah. And the Gemara says, Menohani Mili, Tais understands that the Gemara is asking, and now which the Mishnah says, the water has to have been drawn from the Me'ah Shiluach. That the Gemara wants to know, what is the Makar for this? And that the Gemara answers and brings the Pasuk V'shafta Mayim B'sosin. According to Taisis, although the Gemara does not quote the whole Pasuk, but the Iker is the end of the Pasuk, Mimayne Yeshua, from there on there has to be a Mayon, Dafka Mayim Chaim and not Mayim Mechunasim. Taisis over there in Sukkah Mem Chesam Erbeiz, Dibur Maschum Menohani Mili, brings both of these Pshatim. First he brings Rashi's Pshat that Menohani Mili means, how do you know that has to be done B'simcha? Then he says, Va'idi Yishle Farish, that the Gemara is asking Menolan, how do you know that has to be from the Me'ah Shiluach? And that the Gemara answers, it has to be Mimaynei Yeshua. And the Shittim Gretzis over there in Baba Basra, he asks the Kasha, now it's Rashi over there, and Taisis Abayos is Mavur, that the Mayim has to Bedafka be Mayim Chaim, and not Mayim Mechonosim. He asks that the Mishnah over there is Mefurish, that if it was Nishbecha or Nisgalsa, if the Mayim that they drew from the Shiluach on Erev Shabbos became Pasol, now on Shabbos they need different water, so it says, Hayim Memelim in a Kiyar. They could take other water from the Kiyar. And the Shita asks, the Rambam paskens lahalocha in Perek Hei Hilchos Bias Hamikdash Halacha Yud Beis, that the Mayim in the Kiyar does not have to be Dafka Mayim Chaim. In truth, it's really Machlekes Tanoim and Zvachim Chav Beis Amud Beis, that the Mayim Kiyar has to be Dafka Mayim Chaim or even Mayim Mechunosim. But upon the Rambam paskens that it's kosher even Mayim Mechunosim, according to the Rambam, how could the Mishnah say that if the water from the Shiluach spilled out, you could refill it from a Kiyar, lecher, that's not Mayim Chaim? This would be a right that b'diyevet is kosher even if it's not Mayim Chaim. If so, why did Rashi and Taisis both say that when one is Makdish Barmali Mayim, the Mayim is not really for Nisach HaMayim, because you need Dafka Mayim Chaim? We see from the Mishnah and Sukkah that it's kosher even Mayim Mechunosim. The chav we have to say b'das Rashi and Taisis is, although b'diyevet you can use Mayim Mechunosim, and still when one is Makdish Barmali Mayim, we're not going to say that Mayim is Imed to be used for Nisach HaMayim. Therefore, although it is kosher, but the evet to be used for Nisach HaMayim, that will not be a reason to say that it should have Me'ila. Amish is talking about what is the reason why this Mayim has Me'ila. For that you have to say because it's Roy for Kedusha's Bede Kabayis. You're not going to say that it has Me'ila because it's Roy for Nisach HaMayim, since it's only with the evet that will use that water. That would not be enough to give it a Din Me'ila. As far as that which Taisa says over here by us, and there's Rambam Baba Basra, maybe you should consider this Mayim to be Roy for the Mezbeach because you could use it to wash the caravan of the Kroayim. The Karen Ur is matmi on this. He says, even if you would use this Mayim to wash the caravan of the Kroayim, and there would be no din to use dafka the Amas HaMayim, still, why would that make it that it's considered Roy L'Mizbeach, since there's no din bedafka to wash the caravan of the Kroayim with Mayim that was Niskadish? So even if one is Makdash for this purpose, it would not give it a din of Kedushas Mizbeach. They also bring down Rabbeinu Shmuel on the Teres Kayanim, who asks a similar kash on the Rashbam. He asks, even if you would use this water that one is Makdash to wash the caravan Kroayim, since it doesn't go on the Mizbeach itself, we don't have Kedushas Mizbeach. Kedushas Mizbeach is only something which it itself is brought on the Mizbeach. Acharim leave off Betzorach Iyun, on Taisis Bayas, and Rishbam and Babasra. Now another point on the Mishnah, the case of Elon Moli Peris, Rashi over here says, the Mishnah is referring to a Geffen, and that is ready for the Mizbeach. The Peris could be used for Nisach HaYayin. And further on, Rashi says, Ubi Bikurim Loimi Tukuma, we cannot say that the peris of this ilan are roi for bikurim, sharei inam kravim legavi mizbeach. Bikurim are brought next to the mizbeach and they're placed down over there, then the kohanim take them and the kohanim eat them. Therefore, peris which are only roi for bikurim, as opposed to gefen which is roi for nisach hayayin, other peris, although they're roi for bikurim, that would not be called roi lemizbeach since they're not hooker on the mizbeach. The Rishbam of Baba Basra, Ayin Tetzam Rav, Dibur Maschal Ilan Moli Peris, he says the same thing. He says, bikurim are given to a kohen, they're like truma. Therefore, that's not called something which is Roy L'Mizbeach. Now, Rabbi Gershon over here, in Dibur Maschal Ilan Moli Peris, he says, not like this. He says, Peris are something which is Roy L'Mizbeach because they're Roy for Bikurim. It seems to be a steamer, Rabbi Gershon, because he himself in Baba Basra over there says, not like this. He says, Al-Derech the Rashbam and Rashi Bayos, his lashon over there is, Bikurim lo hayu krivim klum al ha-mizbeach, they were not hukrav b'chal ha-mizbeach, kiim lefnei ha-mizbeach, diksiv yinachtum lefnei mizbeach Hashem, the kain hu ochel lehu, the kain eats it, therefore he says it's not considered something which is roi le-mizbeach. So then Baba Basra Ben Gershom says different than that which he says over here. The Bat Zinur on our Mishnah says Al-Derech Ben Gershom Bayos, that Bikurim is something which is considered roi le-mizbeach. It would be interesting to know what is the Yisrael Machlekes over here, whether Bikurim could be called Roi L'Mizbeach. So it's an interesting Ar Sameach in Perek Gimel Hilchos Bikurim Melocha Aleph. Now the Rambam paskins that Bikurim is divided by the Anshei Mishmar, just like Karbonis, they're given out to the Kohanim, whose Mishmar is that week. The Bikurim as well are given out to the Anshei Mishmar. Really, it's Machlekes, Amer Simcha brings. The last Mishnah in Bikurim is Machlekes between Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Huda says, Ein Neisen Oisem El Lechavar Betoiva. The one who brings the Bikurim could choose any kain he wants, just like Truma he could give to whichever kain he wants. He has the Toiva Sano, has to b'dafka be a kain chover, will eat a b'tahaira, but it's not given out to the Anshei Mishmar. Mashenki and Chacham over there say, Nois Nois la Anshei Mishmar, vei mechalke b'niam ki kodshe ha-migdash. According to the Chacham, it's divided amongst the Anshei Mishmar, just like other karbonis. And Rav Simcha over there quotes the Yushami in the first parak of Bikurim. Yushami says that in Nashira, a tree which was served as an Avodah Zarah, and afterwards, the Avodah Zarah was nizbatel. So the eitzim of that tree can be used l'sorchei mitzvah, but it cannot be brought on the ma'arocha. You cannot use that wood to burn on the mizbeach. As far as can one bring bikurim from that tree, so the Yushami says this is telling the machlokes between Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim in that Mishnah. According to the Chachamim, one cannot bring bikurim from that tree, because that's like bringing a korban. It's kekotchei migdosh. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Huda, it's not kekotchei migdosh. One can bring bikurim from that tree. Rabbi Simcha says, this is the Pshat in the Rambam as well, since the Rambam paskins in Perek Gimel Hilchos Bikurim Halacha Aleph, that the Bikurim are given to the Anshei Mishmar, for that reason the Rambam paskins also, in Perek Beis Hilchos Bikurim Halacha Tes Zayin, Asher Yishabit La Ein Mivio Mimena Bikurim, Sheha Bikurim Kekotche Migdashein. And Rabbi Simcha over there wants to suggest that the Yisayit of this Machlokes between Rabbi Huda and Chachamim, whether Bikurim are Kotche Migdash or not, is dependent on a different Machlokes. The machlokes in the Gemara Makis daf Yudches on Mebeiz whether Hanocha is ma'akev by the Bikurim. According to the Chachamim, there's two psukim which say the lashon of Hanocha nefer shana lo v'kost of la'akev. The Hanocha is ma'akev in the Bikurim. Mashenkin, according to Bihuda, he holds that one of the places where it says the lashon Hanocha in the Torah, it's really referring to Tznufa. Nefer there's no shana lo v'kost of la'akev. According to Bihuda, Hanocha is not ma'akev. And Rav Simcha understands that if you hold the Hanocha is ma'akev, the pshat is it's similar to a carbon. The Hanocha next to the Mizbech is the Hakrova, and from then the Kohenim are Zoichin it just like they're Zoichin in Karbonis. For that reason the Bikurim is Nischalik to the Anshei Mishmar just like Karbonis. But Shenkin, if you hold that the Hanocha is not Ma'akiv, you can't say it has a din of a Karbon and the Kohenim are being Zoichin from the Mizbeach, since even if it was not placed next to the Mizbeach, also the din is that he's Zoichin to the din Bikurim, so a Karcha does not have a din of a Karbon, that's the Pshat in the Sheet of Rabbi Huda that you could give it to whichever Kohen you want. And for that reason also, according to Behuda, it doesn't have a din of a carbon, and you could even bring Bikurim from an Asherosh in his batla. Akapanim, to get back to our sugya, it would seem, this shayla and the Rishayna, whether Bikurim is considered a carbon, according to the Arsamech, it's telling the Machlekes Tanoim between the Chachamim and the Behuda, according to the Rambam Paskins L'Maisa, like the Sheet of the Chachamim, that it's Neschalik to the Anshei Mishmar, that fits with the Rambam Paskins that Hanocha is Ma'akiv. If so, would have a din of a carbon. We understand very well the Rabbeinu Gershon over here, as well as the Bat Zinura, that it is considered Kotchei Mizbeach. This would minimize somewhat the difficulty in Rabbeinu Gershon, which seems to be a stira. Here in Me'ila he writes that it is considered Kotchei Mizbeach, and Baba Basra writes that it's not. According to what we're saying now, it's not such a kasha. Here, for some reason, he chooses to go according to the Sheet of the Chachamim. There, Baba Basra is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Huda. Now we'll continue on. That which the Mishnah says in the Seifa, that if one was makdash bar, v'achikach nesmal amayim, or ashba v'achikach nesmal azevel, shevach v'achikach nesmal yoinim, in all these cases the Mishnah says that there is no me'ila on the mayim, the zevel, or the yoinim. Taisus in Dibur Maschal Aval explains, in this case you don't say that hektish is koinim mitam chotzer, when the mayim comes into the bar, the zevel into the ashba, the yoinim into the shevach, there's no kinyan chotzer. Taisus explains because chotzer mishum yad is rabbi, ve'in yad lehegdish. Hegdish does not have a kinyan yad, and since chotzer is koinim mitam yad, the way kinyan chotzer works is it's an extension of his hand. By putting something into someone's chotzer, it's like putting it into his own hand, and since hegdish does not have that type of kinyan, therefore in this case, hegdish will not be koinim from hefker. Now the Ramban and Baba Basra Ayin Tes, where the same Gemara appears, He says a different pshat why there's no Me'ila on the Mayim, the Zevel, and the Yoinim. He says even if Hekdesh will be kind of these items, Min HaHefker, still there will not be Me'ila. His Lashon over there is, Inami Kanyalei, Ein Me'ila B'Zchiyasa. Even if Hekdesh is kind of, that would not be enough of a reason to say that through this Zchiyah, there's now Me'ila. He doesn't explain why exactly not. And the Ritva, however, over there, he explains, he says, B'Shem Derbi, She'ein Me'ila El B'Kedush HaSpeh, V'loi B'Dover HaKodesh Me'ilov. The Me'ili Gab B'Kedush HaSpeh Ksiva. The Parasha Me'ila is Dafka on something which was Niskadish B'Peh. Meaning there could be something which was Niskadish, however, if Hekdesh was Kainet, not through Kedush HaSpeh, on that there is no Me'ila. The Ritva there continues, and he says, what about Gedulei Hekdesh, the Chayyad that also was not Niskadish through Kedush HaSpeh? Yet we see there is the Man Omer, the Sheet of Rabbi Yisi, that it does have Me'ila. So the Ritva explains, Rabbi Yisi holds that the Das of the Magdash also included whatever is going to grow from this field later. Or he says, you can say slightly different, that it's included in Kedushas Peh because it grew from the tree, it's considered a chelik of the tree, and since the tree itself had Kedushas Peh, whatever grows from it also was considered to have Kedushas Peh. But upon the way the Ritva understands the Ramban, and the Chedusha Irani says along the same lines, is a very fundamental principle in the Dini Mila. Just because Hekdesh owns something, that's not a reason why it would definitely have Me'ila, only something that a person was Magdish Bepeh. And for that reason, if Hekdesh is Zeichin on something from Hefker, even if Hekdesh will be Kaina, even if you'll say that Hekdesh does have a Yad to be Kaina with Kenyan Chatzar, still there will not be Me'ila because it was not Niskadish through a Kedushas Peh. And the Chedusha Irani over there in Baba Basra, when he brings this sheet of the Ramban, he brings a riot to this from the sheet of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda is the Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Yisi, as is before over there in Baba Basra. Rabbi Huda holds that even Gedulei Hekdesh does not have Me'ila. There he can't say the Pshat is because the Chatzar of Hekdesh is not Kaineh. Gedulei Hekdesh did not require a Kenyan Chatzar. And Rabbi Yisi, who argues on Rabbi Huda, the Ran explains, he holds that since Mehekdesh Karabu, since they're grown from the Hekdesh itself, it is considered a Kedushas Peh. If there would be Me'ila in anything which Hekdesh owns, even if it was Niskadesh from Me'ila, what would be the Pshat in the Machikas Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yisi? Akarchach, the Ran says, that not everything which Hekdesh owns has Me'ila. And if in the case of the bar with the mayim, or the shayvach with the yoinim, there even if Hekdesh would be kind with the kenyan of chater, still a kuli amadu would not be me'ila because it was not a kedushas peh. And we should mention that Bedas Taisvis, Taisvis both over here in me'ila and in Baba Basra, who says that in the case of the bar, or the ashba, or the shayvach, the reason why there's no me'ila is because the chater is not kind for Hekdesh. Now those are chayinim in cooling the kaibet shiurim over there in Baba Basra, and Ois Reish Tadiches, learn that even Taisvis is maskim. The Bedas Rabbi Huda, you do have to say like the Ramban and the Rishonim. Since Rabbi Huda holds that even Gedulei Hekdesh, which do not require a Kenyan Chatzar, still there's no Me'ila, the only way to explain the Sheet of Rabbi Huda is Al-Derech the Ramban, that Me'ila is only when there's Kedusha Aspeh. That which Tosfos says that the Chatzar is not Kaina, that's to explain why even Rabbi Yisi is Maskim, and in those cases there's no Me'ila. Rabbi Yisi holds that Me'ila does not require Dafka Kedusha Aspeh, and if he's Maskim in the first case, is the case of the Bar, the Shevach, and the Ashba, Akarcha, that's for a different reason, because Hekdesh was not Kanyer at all. Hekdesh does not have a Yad to be Kanyer with Kenyan Chatzir. In other words, Rabbi Chanan is explaining Bedas Tosis that this is Gufo, the Machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Huda, whether Mila has to have the Afka Kedusha Speh. According to Rabbi Huda, Mila is only when there's Kedusha Speh. According to Rabbi Yisi, it's even without Kedusha Speh. Therefore, Tosis has to give a different explanation why Rabbi Yisi is masking in the first cases that there's no Mila. That's because Hekdesh is not Kanyer with Kenyan Chatzir. As opposed to the Sheet of the Ramban, he says that everyone is masking that there's no Me'ila unless there's Kedushas Peh. And what is Machaikas of Yehuda and Rabbi Yisi? Machaikas is about Gedulin, which grew from something which had Kedushas Peh. According to Yehuda, that's not called that it has Kedushas Peh. It's a Kedusha that came in Me'ila. According to Rabbi Yisi, once it grew out of something which had Kedushas Peh, the Gedulin get the same din as the original Kedusha. This part of Rabbi Chanan will be very meduic in the Lashon of Tosis over here by us, in Tosis Dibur Maschel Aval. When he explains in the Reisha why there's no Me'ila, he says because Hekdesh is not Koine. Kenyan Chatzar doesn't work for Hekdesh. When he explains the Machaikus about Peir Se'ilon, their Lashon of Taisis is that according to the Tanakama, Rabbi Huda, Ein Me'ila B'Gedulei Hekdesh. According to Rabbi Yisi, Yesh Me'ila B'Gedulin. The Machaikus is not whether Hekdesh is Koine the Peiris, or here the Kuliyama they are Koine. The Machaikus is whether there's Me'ila B'Gedulin. According to Bacharan, that means whether there's Me'ila on something which did not have Kedushas Peh. According to Rabbi Huda, there's no Me'ila. According to Rabbi Yisi, there is. So there's not a question whether Hekdesh is Koine or not, the question is whether there's Me'ila or not, as opposed to the case of Bar with Mayim, there's the only way we could explain, again according to the Ruchan, this is an explanation in Rabbi Yisi, the only time to say why there would not be Me'ila over there, even though according to Rabbi Yisi, Me'ila does not require Kedusha Speh, there the Pshat will be because Hekdesh is not Koine at all, Chatzar doesn't work for Hekdesh. Now there is another way to explain the Sheet of Taisis, and that's based on the way the Rashbam over there in Baba Basra learns, and I intest him now, if the Bermasal ain't Meilim v'mashu b'teichon, The Rishpam over there explains the Shita of Rabbi Huda that there's no Me'ilah B'Gedulin, and the Lashon of the Rishpam over there is, Mishum Grama D'Kagorim Le'Karka Hegdish Li'Godel, Ein Lanu La'Seisei Hegdish. The Mikomokom Ein Mamen De'Hegdish Me'uruv Behen. The Rishpam is explaining the Shana Rabbi Huda, he's understanding the reason why there's no Me'ilah on Gedulin Hegdish according to Rabbi Huda is because Hegdish is not Koine the Gedulim. The Svar of the Rishpam will need further Hezber, but Al-Kapanim is not saying like Rabbi Chanan is suggesting that the reason according to Rabbi Huda there's no Me'ilah on Gedulin Hegdish because you need Dafke Kedushas Peh. The reason why there's no Me'ilah according to the Rashbam is because Hegdish is not Koine. According to this, you could say Badas Tosfos that Lekuliyam, even according to Behuda, there's no din that Me'ilah is Dafke be Kedushas Peh. The reason why according to Behuda there's no Me'ilah be Gedulin is because there also Hegdish is not Koine of the Paris. So that would be the machlekes between Behuda and Rabesi, is Hegdish Koine of the Paris over here by the Geduli Hegdish. But Lekuliyam, if Hegdish would be Koine, there would be Me'ilah even though there was no Kedushas Peh. So those are the two possible Mahalchim to explain according to the Shita of Tosfos. According to the first Mahalach, the Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan, even Tosfos is masking that with Asher Behuda, there is such a svar that there's no Me'ilah unless there was Kedushas Peh. Otherwise, we would not understand what is the Pshan of Behuda, why should there not be Me'ilah on the Paris which grew from the tree of Hegdish? According to the second Mahalach, the Pshan of the Rashbam, the Pshan of Behuda by Gedula Hegdish is because Hegdish is not kind of the Paris. According to that, Tosfos would hold that the Kuliyama, both according to Rabbi and Rabbi Behuda, Me'ilah does not require Kedushas Peh. But again, as we said before, this is not so Maduik in the Lashon of Tosfos by us. When Tosfos brings the Machlekes of Behuda and Rabbi Yosi, his Lashon is that the Machlekes is whether there's Me'ilah beHegdish or not, not whether Hegdish is Kainet, as opposed to the way Tosfos explained why the Bar Mali Mayim and the Ashpa Mali Zevel, there's no Me'ilah, he says, because Hegdish is not Kainet Bechlal. This would fit much better with the Mahalach of Rabbi Chanan. As far as the Ikra Mahalach of the Ramban, why should Me'ilah be Bedafka something which was Niskadish with the Kedusha Aspeh? The way the Ritva says it over, he brings this B'Shem the Ri, not B'Shem the Ramban, but his lashon is ein meila elo bekedushas peh veloy bedover hakodosh meelov. The meila gabe kedushas peh ksivi. The parasha of meila is talking about kedushas peh. Where do you see that the parasha of meila is talking about kedushas peh? Like Tosa Chayshin and Simon Reish Sifkot and Aleph, who talks about this Ramban, I'll see more what he says behemshech. But he mentions the pasuk of Kodshi Bnei Yisrael. That pasuk in truth is not really written by meila. However, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Memhei says this is the makar that Kodshi Akam do not have meila. Because we learn Me'ilah from Chuma, by Chuma it says the words Kodshei B'nei Yisrael. It seems like the Achrayim understand this is what the Ritva means, since the words Kodshei B'nei Yisrael are learned from Chuma to Me'ilah. Kodshei B'nei Yisrael has a mashmois of a carbon, which was hukdash ayidei kedushas peh of Yisrael, not something which was niskadish by itself. Therefore the Ramban says, only something which has kedushas peh of Yisrael has Me'ilah. Now there's a lot of discussion in the Achrayim about this sheet of the Ramban, Iktseis HaChoshin and Simin Reish Sifkot and Aleph, discusses this Ramban, Reb Chaim Oizer and Achiezer Chelik Beis, Simen Mem Hei, Sifkot and Aleph, Zoaz and Chelik Gimel, Simen Samach Zayin, Dar Sameach discusses this Ramban, and Perek Hei Hochas Mila, Locha Vov, many other Achoinim as well. And basically, we have two Mahalchim which the Achoinim take to understand the Yisayt of the Ramban. The way the Tzais understood, again, this is in Simen Reish, Sifkot and Aleph, and most Achoinim, this Mahalch seems to be the more Pasha the Mahalach, and that is that the Yisayt of the Ramban, it's not that when something is niskadish mela without kedusha speh, it's lacking in the kedusha. It has a full kedusha, just as an additional condition. In order for there to be meila, it has to be kodshi b'nei Yisrael. Kodshi b'nei Yisrael is dafka kodshi which was niskadish b'peh, not if it was niskadish with a kinyan chotzer or some other way. Although there also has the full kedusha, but as far as meila is concerned, it's not kodshi b'nei Yisrael. The Tzais compares this Ramban to that which we find in Machlokes Tanoim in Zvachim Daf Memhei Amud Aleph, whether kodshi akam have meila. The man that holds that there is no Me'ilah, that's because he learns from Chuma, where the Pasuk says the Lashon of Kodshi B'nei Yisrael. Ba'akopanim Kodshi Akum, the Kedusha is Chal on the carbon, it's bright as oil in the base of Migdash, it's not lacking in the Kedusha, but still is it tonight that there is no Me'ilah because it's not Kodshi B'nei Yisrael. The Ketzais understands the Ramban, this is the same Yisai, just over there where it was a guy who was Makdash it, it had Kedusha's Peh, just it wasn't a Yisrael, there's a Machlekes Tanoim, when it was Niskadash Agdei Chotzer, it wasn't a Kedusha's Peh Bechlal, here everyone would be Maskim, that there is no Me'ilah. This is really the Mashmais of the Rishonim as well, the Rishonim of Abbasah, which bring this sheet of the Ramban, the Lashon is that Hegdish, which is Chal Me'elov, does not have Me'ilah. The Mashmais is not that it's lacking in the Kedusha, it's just that there's a difference how the Kedusha was Chal. When it's Chal, the Kedusha is Peh, there is Me'ilah. When it says Kadosh Me'elov, there's no Me'ilah. This is the Mashmais of the Minchas Chinuch as well. In Mitzvah Kufchav Zayin Ois Ches, the Minchas Chinuch says that there's Nafkamir between the sheet of Tosfos and the sheet of the Ramban. For example, in the case of Bar v'Achakach Nesmalamayim, according to Tosfos, Chotzer is not kind of for Hegdish, ain't Yad le Hegdish, Ashenkin according to the Rabban, it's just that there's no Me'ila, not that the Chatzar cannot be Koine. Minchas Chinuch says that according to Tosis, there's no Isser Hanami Deraisa, perhaps Medarbanan would be Yasser, but not Medaraisa. Ashenkin according to the Rabban, there is Isser Hanami Deraisa. Minchas Chinuch is Mavur, that the Kedusha is Chal, therefore it's Asr Medaraisa, just like Shlomim, although there's no Me'ila, there's still an Isser Deraisa. It's not lacking in the Kedusha, it just says no Me'ila because it's not Kotchi B'nei Yisrael. This is the way Reb Chaim Oizer understands as well, but that's the Ramban. He takes issue with the comparison that the Ketzais makes to Kotchi Akum. Reb Chaim Oizer says that Kotchi Akum, the reason why there's no Me'ila, is not because the one who was Makdash was a Goy, rather because it's a different type of Korban. It's not lacking in the Meisa HaKdosha, therefore it's not a comparison to that which the Ramban says, that something which is Neskadish Me'ilov does not have Me'ila. The reason why Korban Akum does not have Me'ila, the Achiezer says, it's because when a goy is makdash a carbon, it has a whole different set of dinim, it's a different category, a different type of carbon. That's why there's no me'ila, for the same reason there's no pigol noiser v'tomei. But Rakabam, as far as the ikar yusayt of the Ramban, Reb Chaim Oizer understands that although the Kedusha is chal, and it is a carbon, still there's no me'ila because it's not kotchi b'nei Yisrael, so that it has to be niskadash ha'idei Kedusha aspeh. Now this mentioned Derech Agav, a kasha that the Achiezer over there asks on the Ramban. This is in Chela Gimel, Simon Samach Zayin, Sifkot and Aleph. He asks, where is the pshat why Bachar has me'ila? Nachir B'chor is Niskadish Me'ilov, it's not Niskadish Ha'idei Kedusha Aspeh. Achiezer over there wants to suggest that something which is Niskadish Ha'idei Kedusha of Shemaim also has Me'ilo. Kedusha Shemaim is not worse than Kedusha Aspeh. What the Rabban meant was Dafka something like Kinyan Chotzer, where it's Niskadish Me'ilov, there's no Maisak Dosho. A person was not Makdash it, nor was the Torah Makdash it. It just was Niskadish by itself Ha'idei Kinyan Chotzer. That's what the Rabban says, that there's no Me'ilo. Alternatively, another Malach he says is that since the B'chor is Kotche Kalim, the din me'ilah is not chal with the original hakdasha, it's only after the zrika. A ma'isa zrika, he says, is not worse than kedusha aspeh. The chayr is muchak to say this far, because otherwise it would be a kasha from every kotchi kalim, not just from bechor, which is niskadish by me'ilov, and for every kotchi kalim, even if a person was makdash b'peh, b'shas the kedusha aspeh, it doesn't get me'ilah, it's only after the zrika. How could the zrika make a din me'ilah on the emurim? The chayr, there's no hakdasha b'peh happening at that moment. The teretz says that the zrika itself is a ma'isa adam. A ma'isa zrika also could be meichel adin me'ilah just as kedusha aspeh. V'akupam, to get back to the ikar yisayit of the Ramban, as we said, the mashmois of Rishainim, and most achorim learned this way in the Ramban, is that there's nothing lacking in the kedusha, even when a chotzer is kind of regdish, also the kedusha is chal, just as no me'ilah because it's not kotchi b'nei Yisrael. There is, however, a whole different mahalach and achorim, a different way of understanding the yisayit of the Ramban. This is brought in the stipend of the Kilis Yaakov and Shvuas Simin Chof, and the Shir of Shmuel from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zitzal, in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalid, Ois Tof Lamed Beis, he's marich about this Mahalach, he brings this B'Shem of Shimon Shkop, and that is that when the Rabban says that when something is nikna through Kinyan Chotzer, there's no Me'ila, it's not the pshat that the Kedusha is Chal fully, just there's no Me'ila because it's not Kotchi B'nei Yisrael, rather the pshat is, there's a concept that Hegdish could be kind of something, yet it still not have Kedusha. We find this concept later on in Me'ila Daf Yudalid. The Gemara talks about boinin v'chol v'acharkach magdishim. It's a machlekes Rishonim how to understand that Gemara, but he quotes the Ritvom Bava Metzi, who understands the Gemara of there to mean that there's a concept where a hekdesh could own something with dinei mamonis, that they don't actually give it kedusha. Over there, that Gemara is talking about buying building material with the mammon of hekdesh. The way the Ritvom understands it means to say that it will be owned by hekdesh, but won't have kedusha le'inyin mi'ila. They're not going to be makdash it, it's just going to be considered mammon hekdesh. Hakwam, you see such a concept, it could be something which is owned in Dina Mamnis by Hegdish. However, as far as Dina Isser are concerned, they weren't actually Makdash it, and therefore there is no Isser Me'il on it. These Achaim are suggesting Medas the Ramban over here as well. This is what the Ramban means to say. That when something is Nikna through Kinyan Chotzer to Hegdish, so Hegdish now owns it with Dina Mamnis, but it still does not have Dina Kedusha. This is obviously a Chiddush, Kepute we would understand. Anything which is owned by Hegdish has Dina Me'ilo. Me'ilo means to take something away, take away the Mamnis of Hegdish. According to these Achoinim, there's a concept of something which is owned by Hegdish with Dina Mamanis, yet it still does not have Me'ila. In order for it to have Me'ila, it has to have Kedusha, and that would require a Kedusha's pay in this case. According to this, obviously the Kasha from Bechor would not be a Kasha. Bechor Lemaisa does have Kedusha. Once something has Kedusha, then there surely is Me'ila according to this Mahalach and the Ramban. All that matters is that it should have the Kedusha. It makes no difference if it got it through Kedusha's pay. The only thing that does not have Me'ila according to this Mahalach and the Ramban is when it's Momen Hegdish without a Kedusha. A major nafkamina between these two Mahalchim and the Ramban would be as far as whether there's an Isser Hanami Deraisa. As we said before from the Minchas Chinuch, he understands Bedas the Ramban that there is a full Kedusha over here, it's just that there's no Me'ila because for that you need Kotchi B'nei Yisrael,
If so, he says there'll be an Isra Hanami Dereisa, just like a Karban Shlomim, which is fully Kaddosh, just it doesn't have Me'ila. According to the second Halacha of the Achronim, there will not be an Isra Hanami Dereisa either. The only thing that will be is a din of stealing from Hegdish, no different than if one steals from a Hedyit, since the moment is owned by Hegdish when they're Kainu Bekinin Chatzar. But as far as having an Isra Hano, that there will not be because there is no Kedusha on this Chayfitz. So these are the basic two Halachim understanding the Shita of the Ramban. One can take a look further in these Achronim. There's a lot of kashas and terutzim on this Ramban, as well as rayas to the two possible mahalchim which we brought in the Ramban. Now I'll continue on. At the end of the Mishnah says, "Hapaylam lo yochlu min gregrois hegdish, v'chein paro mikar shinei hegdish." The Gemara asks, "Hapaylam lo yochlu mai taimo." So here we have machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says the Gemara is not asking on the case of paylin, which will be mashmais to the terrace of the Gemara. In the terrace, it sounds like we're talking about the next case, v'chein paro mikar shinei hegdish. Rashi explains, you don't need a drasha to tell you that poilam lo yochlu mihegdish, because the pasuk says, ki savoi bekerem reyecho, reyecho's memei kerem hegdish. As Rashi explains, the Gemara is only asking on the din of parah mikar shini hegdish, because there the pasuk does not say the word reyecho. And this one answers, since it says, leisachtam shor bedishai, we don't dishai shel chav, lo dishai shel hegdish. Taisi, however, understands differently. Taisi is in dibur maschal ha-poilin, as well as in dibur maschal maitaimo. Taisi learns the Gemara's question is about poil. And that thing we answered, we learn from the word disha, yidisha shel chav, like disha shel hegdish, and Taisi explains, based on the Gemara Bava Metzia, that there's a hekesh to compare the chosam to the nechsam, the ivah, the poil, to the shar, and therefore if there's no din on the shar of leisachsam shar b'disha, there's also no din on the poil that he's allowed to eat. And the Gemara Bava Metzia, daf pei zayin amabez, does bring the drasha of keren v'yecha, v'yecha v'lei shel hegdish. The way Taisi learns over here in our sugya, it would be a steer between the two sugyas. The way Tosfos learns by us, it's not a drasha of Kerem Reyecha of Leishal Hegdish, and it's a din which we learn from the para to the payal, the same way the para has no din to eat from the field of Hegdish, so too as far as the payal. This kash is asked by Tosfos over there in Bava Metzia, Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maschal Reyecha. Now, the beginning of that Tosfos, he's bothered by a different problem. Why do you need a drasha Bechlal that the payal cannot eat from the field of Hegdish? The chad is anyhow an Isser of Me'ila, what will be matter that Isser? So Tosfos says, and this is his Lashon, the same way the Torah is matter in Isser of Gezel, the Torah allowed the Pearl to eat from someone else's field, so too could be having it to say that he could even eat from a field of Hegdish. Now, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Halevi on Hilchos Me'ila, Parakhes Halacha Aleph, he quotes this Tosfos and he says, the way it sounds from Tosfos is that the Torah is matter in Isser Gezel for the Pearl to eat from the field. If it's had to say that he could also be over the Isser of eating from Hegdish, however, Reb Chaim says, surely that's not the pshat that he's being over the Isser of Gezel, and the Poel has a schus moment to eat from the field while he's working. Furthermore, Reb Chaim asks, if this is the pshat, that since the Torah was matter of the Isser of Gezel, included in this is also that he could be over other Isserim while he's eating in the field that he's working, so why is it that a Poel who's a Nozer cannot eat from a vineyard when he's working there? We should say the same svara, once the Torah was matter of the Isser of Gezel, we should be matter the Isser for a Nazir to eat from a Geffen also. And similarly, Reb Chaim says, in the case of the Poel's working on Meiser Sheni Chutz L'Chaima, the one that's Tzadik over there in Bava Metzia's Mavur that he cannot eat, there Tosfos actually asks the Kasha himself, why don't we say that a Poel should be able to eat from Meiser Sheni Chutz L'Chaima? The same way when it comes to Hegdash, you need a Joshua from a Pasuk to say that he cannot eat. Otherwise, we would have thought that since he's being over the Isser of Gezel, he could also eat from Paris of Hegdash. By Meiser Sheni, we don't have this Joshua, L'Chaira, we should say that he can't eat from Meiser Sheni Chutz L'Chaima. One can take a look at the terrace over there, but HaKaparim Reb Chaim says, the Kasha is not a Kasha Bechlal. That is because the reason why we need a Pasuk to tell us that a Poel cannot eat from Hegdish is not the Pshat because he would have said, once the Torah is matter of the Isser of Gezel, included in that is also that the Torah is matter any other Isser, which would apply to eating these pears. That the Pshat is, Reb Chaim says, this is a well-known Yosef from Reb Chaim, an important principle in the Inyan of Mila, and that is, that the Gedarim was considered Me'ila, is telling what is the Gedarim L'Inyan Gezel. Since the Yesod of Isser Me'ila, Reb Chaim says, is Gezel Hegdish, if for anything that would not be considered Gezel, if he'd be taking it from someone else, it would also not be considered Me'ila if he's taking it from Hegdish. Therefore, when a Poel works in a field, and the Torah says he's allowed to eat from the Paris, it's a schus moment that he has in someone else's field, so he would have said the same way when he's working in a field of a Hedyit, it's not considered a Meisig Zela, so too when he's working in a field of Hegdish, it's not considered Me'ila, since Mila is totally in the Gedarim of Gezel. For this reason, we need the Joshua of Kerem Reyecha v'lei Kerem Hegdish. According to this, Reb Chaim says, obviously we understand it's not a Kasha, why a Poel who is a Nazir cannot eat from the Geffen. or a poel is working on Meiser Sheni Chutz L'Chaima, why he cannot eat from the Paris? Since these Yisurim have nothing to do with Dinei Gezel, therefore it's possible that he cannot be over these Yisurim. When we take a look further in Reb Chaim over there, he goes on to answer the Kasha, why do you need the Drasha of Reyacha Bechlal, why can't you learn from Dishai? Reb Chaim goes on to answer this Kasha based on his Yisoid. Now the Chaznish in his Galyonis on this Reb Chaim, he takes issue for a few reasons. Firstly, he says, the Iker Yisoid which Reb Chaim says, that something which is not considered Gzela from a Hedyet is also not considered Gzela from Hegdish, and will not have Mi'ila. He says, in truth, that's really Befer Shigumar Bab Matsiyad of Tzadik Tesla Mabez. The Gemara over there is Mavur, that if the din will be Hadar B'chotzer Chaveir Shulim B'dayta Yain Tzarech Lahal Lois Loischar, that if one lives in someone else's Chotzer, which is a case of Zen Hen of Ezele Chotzer, if the din over there would be that he doesn't have to pay for his Hanna from the Chotzer, then even if it would be a Chotzer of Hegdish, also the din will be true. He could be Nenef from the Chotzer without paying and it would not be considered Me'ila. However, the Chazanish says, that's all true Legabi the Sherish HaMamin, which means only when it's the question whether it's considered taking money B'chah from Hegdish, something which is not considered taking money from a Hedit would also not be considered taking from Hegdish and it would not be a problem of Me'ila, since as Reb Chaim says, Dina Me'ila are tali in the Gedarim of Gezel. However, the Chazanish says, once something already has a Din Mamin, and even if someone takes it from Hegdish because of a Chayiv, he had a Schus Mamin to take it, although if he was taking it away from a Hedit, it would not be considered Gzela because he has a right to take it, but when it comes to Hegdish, it would still be a problem of Me'ila. And the Chaznish proves this from now which we see that Poilim who do work for Hegdish, they can't just take money, they can't take an item of Hegdish without being paid it. Even though they have a schus to take it, there's a chayv moment from Hegdish to them, still you have to be mechalal the item. Hegdish could be mechalal on melocha, that's also a form of chilul, we'll see more about this later on in Daf Yudalid. Ba'akopam, a chil does have to be done. The fact that there's a chayv to him is not enough of a heter to say that there's no Me'ila because he has a schus moment. Because of this, Chaznish argues in Reb Chaim, and he says, although a poel does have a schus moment to take the pears from the field which he's working in, still, if a poel was working in a field of Hegdish, you would not be able to say that there's no Me'ila just because he has a schus moment. You still have to be mechal the pears, otherwise it would be Me'ila. And Chaznish explains the tzad to say why a poel would be able to eat from the pears when he's working in a field of Hegdish, is because since a poel has a schus to eat, that becomes a chilik of his schar. Part of the reimbursement for his work is the right to eat from the pears that he's working on. Therefore, the Chaznish explains, the reason why there would be no Me'ila is because the Hegdish will be Nischal al-Yidei the Melacha. The pears of Hegdish which he wants to eat will be redeemed from Hegdish through his work, which is being given in exchange for these pears. That's also a form of Chilul. That's the reason why there will be no Me'ila. So Akapam, to answer the question, what does the Havmin over here in Er Sigur to say that a poel could eat from Hegdish? Why isn't that a problem of Me'ila? So Tosfos in Bab Matiyah says, the Havmin will be once we're being matched to take from someone else's pears, so we'll be matched to the Isser of Hegdish as well. So Reb Chaim explains, it doesn't seem that he's trying to say this Bedas Tosfos, rather he's saying a different Mahalach than Tosfos, since the Yisrael of the Isser Me'ila is an Isser Gezel, any time the Torah was matter and gave his Chus Moment to take from the pears, so there will also be no Isser Me'ila. And the Chaznish explains, and the Chaznish over there does try to fit this into the Lashon of Tosfos as well, the Chus Moment for the Poel to eat from the pears becomes a Chilik of his Schar, and if the Hektish is Nischal on his Melacha. Now it's important to point out, this whole discussion is Gabi the Din of Achilas Poelim, whoever as far as like Sachsim Shar B'dishai, which the Mishnah says that Parah cannot eat from Kashini Hegdish, here already is a different Shaila. What is the Havmin to say that the Parah can? That which the Parah can eat when it's Dosh is not a question of a Schus Momin, it's a question of Isser, the Torah Aser, to muzzle the animal while it's working. Here when the animal is working in the field of Hegdish, will all be the Tzad to say that there's no Isser Me'ila. Here you don't have the Mahalach of Reb Chaim, there's no Schus Momin for the animal to eat from this field. You don't have the Mahalach of the Chaznish either. It's not that Hegdish could be Nischal La'idei Melocha. So one can take a look in Reb Chaim over there, he explains what is the Tzad of the Gemara here to be matter, as well as in the Chaznish in Me'ilo, Simen Lamed Ches, Sifkot and Hei, he also addresses this point. Now for the last few minutes, we'll just speak shortly about the Mishnah on Amud Beis. To understand the beginning of the Mishnah, the dinim of Shosha Ilon Shal Hedyeh Tabam Mishal Hegdish, and the other way around, for that one really has to see the Sigim of Basra Daf Chavav Amud Beis. There are a few Mahalchim in the Gemara over there to understand their Mishnah. We don't have time to get into that right now. We will speak for a moment on the next case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as far as the Mayim for Nisach HaMayim Mansukis, HaMayim Shebekad Shal Zov Loi Nehenin V'loi Moyalin, Nosam Betzuchas Moyalin Behen. As Rashi explains, the Mayim that they filled up on Erev Shabbos to be used for the Nisach HaMayim on Shabbos, they were Mamala in a Kli which was not Niskadish, in order that it should not be Nifsal Belino, then only the next day on Shabbos they were Mekadish in a different Kli. And that our Mishnah says, the Mayim which was in the first Kad, the Kad Shal Zov which was not Niskadish, at that point it's Osir Bahana, but there is no Me'ila. Now there's an interesting point which is made by the Mikdash David in the end of Siman Lamed Hey. He quotes our Mishnah and he says, if man Mishnah which is mevuah, there is no me'ila on this mayim, it's mukhar, this mayim does not even have kedushas damim. It's not just that they didn't put it into a kli sharis, know that it shouldn't have kedushas saguf to be nifsa belino. A karcha didn't have kedushas damim either, because if it would have kedushas damim, it would have been me'ila. And he asks a kashan this from the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Mem Tesa Amud Beis. The Gemara over there explains why was it that they cannot use a kli sharis. Gemara says because then it will be nifsa belino. Even if he wouldn't have das to be mekadosh it, still the man Gemara over there says kli sharis is mekadosh shleimi das. And Midrash Dovid asks on this from a Taisus in Menachos Daf Ayin Tesa Amud Beis, which is mevur, that even if all kli sharis is mekadosh shleimi das, it's not mekadosh something which is only chulin. It has to be that it already had a kedushas damim, that by putting it into a kli sharis, even if he did not have das to be mekadosh it, the kli sharis will be mekadosh shleimi das. If so, he asks, according to what's mevur in our Mishnah, the mayim which was drawn from the shiluach and erev Shabbos and put into a kli did not even have kedushas damim. So how could the Gemara in Sukkah say that if you would put into a kli sharis, it would be nifsa belina? Because kli sharis is mekadosh shleimi das, but it's mukhar in our Mishnah that it's chulin. It doesn't even have kedushas damim. If it would have kedushas damim, then there would be meila. And Taisa Menachos is mevur that there's no kli sharis mekadosh shleimi das on something which does not have kedushas damim. He leaves off with Tzarchi, and this seems to be a very strong kasha. Now, on the side of the Mikdash David, the Haragoy is from Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, and he answers this kasha. He says, although it is true that in our Mishnah it's mevur that the mayim did not even have kedushas damim, but that's only true because the kli that it was put into was not a kli sharis. If the mayim would be put into a kli sharis, like the Gemara in Sukkah is suggesting, then it would have to have kedushas damim. He says, we would not put mayim which doesn't even have kedushas damim into a kli sharis. It's only now that we don't use a kli sharis, never you do not have to be mekadosh the mayim with kedushas damim. He explains that the bedafka were not mekadosh it, since it was put into a kli which is not a kli sharis. A person can make a mistake and come to be nena from that mayim. He won't realize that the mayim has kedusha because it's in a regular kli. Once it will be put into a kli sharis, then ready you wouldn't have such a chshash. Then ready you would bedafka be mekadosh it with the kedushas damim. That's what the Gemara means to say over there, that if you would put the mayim into a kli sharis, and if you hold that kli sharis is mekadosh it shleimi das, the kli sharis will be mekadosh it. Although Taisus Menachos is mevur that kli sharis is only mekadosh shleimi das, something which has kedushas damim, Rabbi Zalman explains that if you put it into the kli sharis, then it would have kedushas damim. Our Mishnah, which is mevur that does not have kedushas damim, as you see, there is no meila. That's only after we know already that it's not placed into a kli sharis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.